This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Today, Tom's broadcasting from AgriFest going on in Enid. And Tom, looking at the cattle markets today, what continued to drive those markets lower?
Well, Leslie, as much as anything, I just think it's the overall negativeness that we have seen taking place out here in the cattle market. It did not happen as a big sell-off yesterday when we were down limit, and it did not happen today as we have this expanded limit. Thank goodness we did not see a few expanded limits. We've also seen lower cash in a few yards, mostly 133 on the high side. West of course, they're higher on chili, 70 higher on select, 250 low. I have not seen cattle killed today. Now, these are not closes on the cattle. I don't have them in front of me. February was down 82, April down 80 cents, March feeders down 430, May feeders down 382 today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hey, Ernie, what are you doing?
Fixing the truck to haul that pen over for my cows.
Well, my pen's all bent up. Well, it wouldn't hold anything.
Will, too. Betty Lou, my oldest daughter, hasn't left for a week.
Ernie.
I can't get her a new one like yours. I ain't made out of money.
Well, neither am I, Ernie, but I have contacts at Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
You mean you know Super Go Bob? What's he look like?
Well, the prices are super at Go Bob Pipe and Steel. They even helped me draw up the plans for the new corral out there. And then the price is the best I've seen in months.
You have a cape?
Who?
Super Go Bob.
Oh, Ernie, Go Bob is super at saving folks money on building fence and corrals and lots of other things. You see, when I want my cattle to stay where I put them, I always build pens and fences with Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Why don't you call Go Bob or look him up on the web at GoBob.com.
I'll call and ask for Super Go Bob. I can't wait to talk to that guy.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets?
Well, Lincoln, I have to say the upside in the wheat market was the biggest influence. Trying to slow the buy next to impossible. It seemed to be more technical short covering than anything that really pulled that market back to the upside today. And you remember yesterday, the wheat was what closed strong to the upside, and we also saw it for that our soybeans get a little help for that. News-wise, there was really nothing going on. And keep in mind, everybody's waiting for that report next Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the morning. We did see the March KCB at 10 cents, also July KC at 10, March Chicago wheat was up 10 cents also, March corn was up 4 cents, March soybeans at 0.75 cents.
And Tom, what's your phone number?
866-02-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, providing our market analysis today from AgriFest 2016 going on in Enid, Oklahoma. That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.